The sole question on the ballot this year decided if Petersburg's senior sales tax exemption would be limited to only low-income seniors. The proposition was put forward by the Petersburg Borough to garner funds for essential public services in response to rising costs, falling revenue, and a growing senior population. Other questions about the senior sales tax exemption have gone before voters in years past, though never passing. But it's the first time this income limitation question for the exemption has gone before voters. Unofficial results show that the ballot measure passed by a 9-vote margin, 633 votes in favor, and 624 against the change. Five candidates ran for the two open seats on Petersburg's Borough Assembly. Bob Martin won a seat with 825 votes, and Jeff Mucci won the other with 539 votes. As for the unelected candidates, incumbent Donna Marsh fell just short with 520 votes. 286 votes were cast for Raleigh Cook, and 221 votes were cast for Tony Vinson. There was also a contested mayoral race this year, and with 807 votes, Bob Lynn has been elected as Petersburg's next mayor. Scott Newman also ran for mayor, but fell short with 443 votes to his name. Both mayoral candidates have served alongside each other as current assembly members. Newman's assembly seat expired this year, but he chose to run for mayor instead. Lynn's move to the mayor's seat means there is a vacant seat on the assembly. Letters of intent to fill that seat can be submitted to the borough clerk after the election is canvassed this Friday. Two seats on the town's Public Safety Advisory Board were up for election. Incumbent Devrin Bennett was elected with 992 votes, alongside Stan Hjort with 580 votes. Incumbent John Lichtenberger also ran in the contested race, but garnered 343 votes and was not re-elected. Three candidates ran uncontested for the three hospital board seats. Joni Johnson was elected alongside incumbents Cindy Lakadakis and Joseph Stratman. Incumbents Barb Fish and Deborah DeZookshuk O'Gara were elected to their seats on the Library Advisory Board uncontested. As for the Harbor and Ports Advisory Board, Wally McDonald and incumbent Casey Knight ran uncontested and will fill the two seats. All but two of the 20 positions are 3-year terms, one of three seats on the Planning Commission and one of three on the Parks and Rec Advisory Board are 2-year terms. As for the three open seats on the Parks and Rec Advisory Board, Sunny Rice was elected for the 2-year term, and incumbents Christine Lynn and Michelle Funt were elected for 3-year terms. Sarah Fine Walsh was elected to the 2-year seat on the Planning Commission, and Joshua Adams was elected as a write-in candidate for one of the 3-year terms. There is one vacant 3-year seat remaining on Petersburg's Planning Commission. Longtime school board president Sarah Holmgren was re-elected to her seat. There is still one vacant seat on the school board remaining. There are four ballots still outstanding. However, four votes are not enough to change the outcome of these preliminary results. The final results for Petersburg's municipal election will be canvassed at noon this Friday in the assembly chambers. In Petersburg, I'm Olivia Rose.